The second type of vision boarding is what most people are familiar with. Visualization boards are about the goodness we want surrounding our lives. Vision boards allow us to see and focus on the images and the life we wish to create. It's time to truly identify what that is for yourself. A vision board is about one thing, vision, and the only one person's vision, yours. Don't put pictures of a house because that is what you feel you should want or put on there. Decide what truly makes you happy. Paint the canvas of the things that you want to see in your own life. The question I ask may vary from the type of workshops that I typically do, but for general workshops for vision boarding, the goal is to truly identify the things that ignite good and powerful emotions within us. Emotions that the very thought of looking at the picture gets you excited or anxious. So what will you need for your vision board? Pen, paper, because I'm a big believer that you got to write this stuff down. Magazines with great images, scissors, glue or tape, poster board, or a wall. Use what you have. So step one is to practice visualization. Put your pen down and rest your arms, and at this point, do a guided meditation. I typically walk one through with my clients, but you can do one yourself. The goal is to identify the life you feel will make you happy and the life you want to lead. Think about the accomplishments you want to achieve, the businesses you want to start, charity life, places you wish to visit, the home you wish to see yourself in, the car, the family, the career, the relationships, the lifestyle. And then think about why you want those things. Now think about the excitement and anxiety that you will feel doing some of those goals. It can seem exciting, but there's also the emotional aspect that it is nerve-wracking, because it allows you to push yourself past a chasm of comfort where you're at today. Anxiety is an emotion that you can use in your own favor. Step two, find images. Go through the magazines and find images that can represent those things that you desire. You may also find it easy to search online and print them out if you have the ability to do so. I've often done that for many of my clients. Step three, build your board. Arrange the images on your board in a category and in a way where your eyes can flow a path of good, strong emotion for each of the elements. Once you have it set up the way you like it, then go in and glue or tape them down. Last, hang it up somewhere where you could see it every single day, where you will be reminded of what your goal is, where you will be reminded and your subconscious will start working towards doing some of the things that will eventually lead to the things that are on your vision board. That is how the conscious mind and the subconscious mind works. You may also want to take a picture of it and put it on your phone so that when you're out of the house or when you're doing something and you want to remind yourself of your vision, take a picture of it and have it on your phone. So every time that you look at your vision board, I want you to feel this emotion of having those things. It's about putting your body and your emotional state in a feeling of having already accomplished those things. Believe it, feel it, understand that you're worthy of it.